The U.S. military today officially extended its global war on terrorism to the Philippines. U.S. troops there initiated a mission that eventually will take them on combat patrols with Philippine soldiers pursuing a terrorist group allegedly linked to Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. Under the current plan, about 160 U.S. Special Forces troops are to serve as advisors to the Philippine military. NPR's Tom Gelton reports on the challenge they could face.
The enemy in the Philippines are radical Muslim separatists known as the Abu Sayyaf group. The Philippine military has been pursuing them for more than a decade. It is a terrorist group, and for the past 8 months, they've been holding two Americans hostage. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, explaining the Philippine mission earlier this month, said the decision to get involved there reflected the U.S. commitment to fighting terrorism around the world. He was careful to say only a small number of American troops would be involved in the advisory mission, but he also said the operation shows how the U.S. military is now leaning forward in its anti-terrorism fight.
Certainly, when there's a situation where American hostages are being held, that adds a dimension to our interest. What we do is we work with countries that are not friendly, like the Taliban in Afghanistan in one way, and we work with countries that are friendly, like the Philippines, in a different way. And it's a different part of the world, it's a different set of circumstances, and the short answer is, you bet your life we're leaning forward.
The Philippines' mission is also different in that it takes U.S. troops back to a place they fought 100 years ago. In 1903, after the United States won control of the Philippines from the Spanish, U.S. troops there faced a Muslim insurrection on and around the islands of Mindanao and Basilan, the region known as Moro Land. It was put down, and Filipino Muslims eventually became pro-American in their sentiments, but the insurrection itself was bloody for both sides. So Muslim separatism has deep roots in the region. The Abu Sayyaf group is itself a radical splinter of the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF, which has fought the Philippine government for decades. Amina Rasul Bernardo is a Filipino Muslim now doing research at the U.S. Institute of Peace. She says the U.S. military operation in Mindanao and Basilan can be successful if the Philippine Army and its U.S. advisors stay focused on the Abu Sayyaf terrorist group.
The only fear of Muslim leaders, Muslims in our communities, is this possibility that the Americans might get involved in a wider conflict. That rather than a focused attack against the Abu Sayyaf, there might be a spillover here and they could get involved in this situation we have, the ethnic conflict we have, which is now being fought by the MILF in wider areas of Mindanao.
Similar advice from Brian Lin, who lectures on Philippine history at the U.S. Army War College and Texas A&M University. 100 years ago, Lin says, U.S. soldiers who went to the Philippines thinking they were on a relatively straightforward mission found themselves in a very messy conflict. He says the U.S. Special Forces who'll be accompanying the Philippine troops in combat patrols against Abu Sayyaf should remember that lesson.
They are involved in combat. If they do take losses, then you really could have a situation which would escalate very rapidly, you know, with demands of larger military involvement. And that could lead to some pretty nasty stuff. You know, they've been fighting these people for over a decade, and they haven't been able to identify who they are, where their followers are.
In this regard, the Philippine forces may welcome the U.S. assistance they'll be getting. It includes new high-tech surveillance and reconnaissance equipment that could be useful in tracking down the Abu Sayyaf group. But some nationalist Filipinos clearly are not pleased U.S. combat troops are coming to their country. About 30 Philippine protesters burned an American flag in a demonstration, and the Pentagon today reported that someone apparently shot at a U.S. Air Force Special Operations aircraft during a separate military exercise in Luzon Island yesterday. Two small bullet holes were found in the aircraft body. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.